This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He's making a list, checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
It's official. Are the lights popping up in your communities after the turkey goes? Definitely the blow-ups, the lights, and all signs of Christmas start to really explode around us. Not that we weren't already seeing that. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, hope you had a fabulous couple of days. Maybe you had a week off. Maybe just you had some time to spend with family, friends, whatever it was. But I hope it was the beginning of something wonderful to end a really interesting 2022. And speaking of that, throughout this holiday season, we'll mix in some of the best of the best, some of the more intriguing interviews, I think, that you've heard here on this show. Maybe you didn't hear them, you'll get to hear them for the first time. And some of the big events that happen throughout the course of the year, we'll look back at them and see, looking forward, what it's going to look like as we bounce into 2023 and make some big, bold predictions. The biggest thing that people are talking about in my mind is the economy still and whether or not we're going to see an official recession. In the meantime, right now, as this leaves my lips, the world's largest active volcano is erupting in Hawaii. And it's always fascinating to me, you know, people we'll go to Hawaii and they'll get in the helicopters, the Blue Hawaiian helicopters, and do the little jaunts over the volcano. And maybe occasionally they'll see a trickle come out of the volcano and they'll have the signs of what happened in the past. It is fascinating to look at that history. Mauna Loa, the world's, like I said, largest volcano that's active, exploded for the first time in 38 years. So there was what we call the heightened arrest period. I'm always fascinated by volcanoes since September because that's what these things do. And now it's just really happened. It's dramatic. Some of this lava footage that's coming out, and the alert was upgraded for the people that live there from an advisory to a warning. So parts of Hawaii under an ashfall advisory issued by the National Weather Service in Honolulu. They're talking about a quarter inch of ash that could accumulate in some areas, and it will threaten some communities that are pretty close to that volcano. You know, the early stages of the eruption and are pretty dynamic looking when you see that orange just billowing into the sky, but they don't always know the exact location in advance of the lava flows because it can change. And once that lava flows, you can imagine how hot it is. Anything in its way is history. I mean, that's the danger of it. And already more than a dozen earthquakes have been on record, have been recorded in just the last couple of hours. So one was even 4.2 on the Richter scale. So that's going to be something interesting to watch because that cauldron is up and running. It's what they call the red alert in Hawaii. And it is beautiful and it is interesting to watch, but it can be a nightmare for others who, even though they're not right on top of it, they're still pretty close. And when I had the great fortune of going to Hawaii and I saw not Mauna Loa, but another crater. It was Kilauea, and there was a little bit of an eruption happening. It was just blew my mind to see that trickle going down toward the water, looking for water to drop into. Will we get the present of Team USA moving on in the World Cup? Come on, even if you're not a sports fan, you got to be cheering for our guys, hoping that they can do something exciting in the World Cup. So far, it's been a couple of draws for them. But what's really strange is they're taking on Iran, and the families of Iran's World Cup soccer team have been threatened with imprisonment and torture if the players fail to what they call behave ahead of this match against Team USA on Tuesday, because there was the refusal of Iranian players to sing the national anthem in their opening match against England on the 21st. So they had a meeting with the team and were told that their families would be tortured and would face violence. Can you imagine if they didn't sing the national anthem, or if they joined any political protest against the regime in Iran? So the players did sing the national anthem before their second game against Wales last Friday, which was a 2-0 win for them. But they've been closely monitored over in Qatar over this World Cup period. I mean, there's been dozens of officers from the IRGC that have been enlisted to monitor the players who can't even mingle outside the squad or meet with other players. See? And didn't we know, obviously, that there were problems in Iran? But, wow, what a shadow of domestic turmoil there that has now spilled in to what is the World's Cup. And part of it is the 22-year-old woman who died after being, of course, detained by Iran's morality police, is what they call them, for not abiding by the country's conservative dress code. And that really sparked a lot of protests when that happened a couple of months ago. So it's just continued to bubble over. But wild to think of that. You don't sing the national anthem, we will torture and promise you violence against your family. All right, sad ending here. A missing U.S. professor was found dead during a family kayaking trip in Mexico. So this professor, Yeon Su Kim, found after she and her husband were kayaking in Sonora, and which is a state in Mexico, there was a local fishing boat that found her body in the Gulf of California, which is right there. I mean, what a sad day. And it makes you wonder what happened there. At least they found her, because there was so much panic over that. But and they're still searching for the husband. They're still searching for her husband. So, you know, people take pictures and put them on social media. So the husband is this Corey Allen, and their picture together, smiling and out there having a good time, was posted all over the place. And then the next thing you know, they're missing. And the good thing is that there were a lot of people searching for them over the last couple of days, and they just didn't return from a Thanksgiving Day kayaking trip in Mexico, so the alarms went off. All right, coming up on the flip side, the yin and yang, what's going on from coast to coast here in these U.S. states that we're buzzing about ahead of Christmas. We're talking about it next.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and home school my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After months on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Depending on where you live, nasty weather already hitting some areas. And the second one, right ahead of the Christmas holidays, is this big rail strike, because that has not been settled yet at this point. There is really a possibility of the president begging Congress, basically, to step in. But first, let's talk about the weather. Thousands of flights delayed, airlines and airports scrambling to get people home Monday, especially after this swath of awful weather forced thousands of flight cancellations and delays, about 4,500 flights, maybe even a little bit more, in or out of the U.S. too, were delayed or canceled by it. So travel is back in a big way. It was a kind of a crushing wave of people, especially over the Thanksgiving holiday. So AAA says that 54.6 million people were traveling at least 50 miles or more from home over this long past weekend, and that's almost a 2% increase over 2021, 90% of, you know, pre-pandemic levels. So it's back, and it's because so many people hadn't seen each other, I think, for sure, plus the holiday and being able to travel. I mean, look, it's like the third busiest for Thanksgiving since they started tracking it, AAA anyway, in 2000. So you had heavy rains and thunderstorms in the south. You had snow in the Pacific Northwest. You know what I'm talking about up there, which is great when you don't have to go anywhere. It's beautiful, right? And in the south, when you can sit in your house and watch the rain come down, it's a good thing. But it's not when you have to travel. It's pretty hazardous then. And, you know, so you have 30 million people at risk. Like I said, that's a pretty big number. And that's what connects us, the weather, so often. It's what we're talking about and what we're dealing with. A storm flew out of the Rockies, and it's bringing some of those high winds and tornadoes from Illinois and Indiana into Texas. So, you know, there's people at risk for these severe thunderstorms on Tuesday, too. Wind gusts up to 70 miles an hour, even 85 is possible. Hold on to your decorations. And hopefully that's all you have to worry about. And in fact, I was listening to one meteorologist say, you need to take this seriously. This is a serious, serious threat. And I noticed on Sunday in Jacksonville, before there was a weather delay before the Ravens-Jacksonville game, and it was on the big screen, and it just said, weather alert, you know, pretty much code blue, and that's what it said, code blue, and it talked about some of the conditions that I just mentioned. So this storm has intensified as it's gone through and is going through the middle and lower Mississippi Valley. And what do we worry about there with all those things that I mentioned? Tornadoes. I hate even saying the T word. Anytime you see any of that rotation, and it can lead to that threat. You know, you think about the thunderstorms, the flooding, the damaging wind gusts. A lot of our listening audience, New Orleans, the great people in New Orleans, Atlanta, Nashville, Birmingham, Alabama, all of you getting clobbered with this. So there could be some more delays in the Midwest and in the Northeast Tuesday and even Thursday because of some of the conditions that I just mentioned. All right, the rail strike. So if, you know, we're talking about something that I've now talked about a lot when we, maybe even just a couple months ago, we're talking about the possibilities and then some of the negotiations that seem to end well, but not now. So you've got this tentative agreement that's been rejected by four labor unions. And what's at odds? What's the big sticking point of this? It's that the people, the rail workers, who have various jobs, don't want their time messed around with. So, in other words, they're rejecting this four of the 12 unions rejected this 5-year agreement to avoid having a freight rail system collapse. And the reason, the main reason is because they don't want to be in a position where they, you know, it's about 28,000 conductors, especially, rail engineers, all of the, what they call the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen. The reason they won't ratify it is because they want to have the time off that they want to have off. They get the historic pay raise, which was like 24%, and better health care benefits and that kind of stuff. But the problem, what they don't like, is not being able to have some of the days off that they were trying to get. The ability to have personal days, the ability to take the time when they needed the time. But can you imagine the crippling effects of a shutdown? Besides Christmas, whatever it is that will get backed up, because we already have that supply chain that's already been bent backwards and forwards and every way in between, because that's what it would be. You figure what's being hauled. And definitely it will affect the economy, but they shouldn't be able to have to. I don't think they should. They should be able to recover from an illness. So they should be able to take care of a sick family member. They shouldn't have to choose between my kid is sick and I can't leave. I mean, there's got to be something that can happen here that they can somehow negotiate this. But obviously, it's been such a sticking point for them because of the things that have happened in the past. They don't want to do it. They don't want to ratify it. They don't want to trust it. They're reluctant to do it. But it will probably be a pretty catastrophic thing if it happens. And it will grind part of our economy anyway to a halt. So anything you might have ordered, it's like I was thinking this today, Cyber Monday, people were frantically ordering things because theoretically you'll see all these signs, you know, pointing in the direction of, oh, 50% off, 20% off if you order on Cyber Monday. But will it get delivered in time? And how is that, whatever it is you're getting, how is it getting there? Right? And you'd be surprised how much is hauled as part of freight. And that will affect all of us, I bet, in some way, some more than others. But can you blame, can you blame any of the people that work in those jobs that have, you know what it is, it's stuck in their craw. They have had to deal with being denied time when they needed time for surgeries or doctor's appointments or whatever it is. Not that they never had the time, but when they desperately would need it, a lot of them would be told they could not get it. And I think that's the thing that just pushes them over the top. That, great, you're giving us the money, but you're not agreeing to what was really the thing that was out of balance, out of whack, that we wanted to be part of the, agreement, and they would not bend in that direction. All right, this is shocking, and, you know, I told you the story about the kayak, and there, of course, are always terrible things that happen. In that case, you know, we don't know the details of what happened to the couple kayaking in Mexico, but this is a crazy warning. Catfishing. A former Virginia police officer believed to have murdered a teenager's family in Riverside, California. I know we have listeners there. Grandparents and parents, you know, we're talking about, they were all part of this. This was an ex-cop, Austin Lee Edwards, who went from Virginia to California. He met a teen through catfishing, which is online deception, pretending to be a different person, and went after her. And when he went after, got into this neighborhood and killed the people in the house and then fled with her in the car. So they were chasing him all the way to the Mojave Desert and got him, and the teen's grandfather, grandmother, mother were killed. And luckily she was unharmed in the sense that she was in the car and they were chasing him, and they got him and got her out of it, you know, got her out of the car. But what a terrible thing. So he was shot by the deputies, thank goodness, to stop him, and was pronounced dead. But what in the world? What a big warning to anyone who has kids as to what can happen when they're out there having no idea who they're talking to, and how depressing for this family, and what a sad ending for this young woman. But thank goodness at least she's safe. Coming up next, your thoughts as we hit the mailroom.
Thou little tiny child. Bye-bye.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Mexico's homicide rate has tripled since 2006, when an intensification of the government's war on drug cartels triggered a spiral of violence. The number of people going missing has also increased sharply, from 265 in 2006 to 10,386 15 years later, and now totals 108,000 since records began in 1964. New emails from early 2020 obtained via the Freedom of Information Act by reporter Jimmy Tobias show Dr. Anthony Fauci and other government bigwigs discussing what they later ridiculed as the lab leak conspiracy theory. Pittsburgh beat out the Indianapolis Colts at home with the Steelers on top 24-17. This is USA Radio News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Yeah, thanks to all of you who sent your thoughts throughout the long weekend. You can do that, too, if you're listening now. KateDelaneyRadio.com, day, night, whatever time, doesn't matter, 24-7. Just click on that, hit contact, and let your thoughts flow. Just like Blaine did, Blaine said, hey, Kate, I'm not sure I agree with the Republicans and Mike McCarthy to become the next Speaker of the House. It seems like he talks out of both sides of that jaw. I'm a lifelong Republican. He's not my favorite, but so be it. If he is the guy to take over, let's hope he can be more of a uniter, whatever that looks like, because I'm not opposed to more bipartisan legislation. I don't agree with a lot of what the Democrats want to try to push through, but for goodness sake, there has to be some common ground. Otherwise, nothing gets done, and we know this from other times that we've had a president who's had a split chamber, and to me, that just means we, the taxpayers, because we are the people who pay, take it in the seat, if you know what I mean. So I'm hoping that the people that are listening to your show are not rooting for that. It's ridiculous when you root against perhaps the so-called other side that you don't always agree with what the legislation is they're proposing. That's okay. You don't have to have your representatives agree there, but there has to be some middle ground, and I fear we can just never seem to find that middle ground. Yeah, good luck with that, Blaine. So, I mean, here's the thing. We haven't really had bipartisan cooperation. It's not that we haven't had any legislation where there's massive agreement, but it's the obvious things that any of us would agree on. And the problem is if you get too much of a logjam, then nothing gets through. I mean, it's got to be a little give and take somewhere, because then nothing gets through and everybody gets really jammed up. I mean, let's face it. And you're absolutely right, 100% right. Where are your tax dollars going? I mean, I love it when people say, well, I don't care what happens in Washington. I don't care about politics. I'm not paying attention to that. You better care in some way because it's affecting you. What are you paying with taxes? What's happening in your communities? And then beyond that, what's happening in your state? Because trust me, it absolutely 100% affects you. You can't turn a complete blind eye to it, I think. I get you don't want to be immersed in the constant tongue lashing and thrashing. I totally get that. But to not be an observer and pay attention, because it's like you're paying for what you have no idea what you're paying for. You're just writing a blank check. That's exactly what's happening. So next Speaker of the House, McCarthy, it certainly seems that way with a narrow majority. And that's what he says, that the House has to work together and that the House GOP has to work together, he says, to halt some of the president's agenda. And he was saying that it wasn't about winning over the votes for him to be the next speaker, but that it was about stopping some of the things that were, you know, ridiculous that should not be approved. And that right now things are very fragile, and it's about looking out for that, right? So we'll see. We'll see how official that becomes, but I think it will. And I think the border is going to be one thing that is what's really, really going to be watched, right? What's going to happen with Title 42 and what happens in the next couple of years? How many people come across the border? What does that mean for the border states? What's happening there? What kind of infrastructure is there? Because there isn't a lot of infrastructure, right? And there's problems with immigration law, and what is the security like depending on where it is, at what border crossing we're talking about. All right, let's move on to this one from Joseph, who says, hey, Kate, I'm kind of winding back because I'm sure by the time you're on the air, this is going to be long over, but I actually did something I've never done. My grandchildren were over. They're very young, as I am a young grandfather. And I like that you emphasize that. And I had a chance to sit down and watch the Macy's parade with them. And I have to say, it was pretty fascinating to look at some of the bands and some of the balloons. And they got excited about Santa at the end. And boy, it must take them a lot to put that thing together, the organizers, because going down, you know, that route, you can tell with some of the balloons and how many people are on the ground and how they have to maneuver it. I think it would be interesting to see it in person, but you get a better bird's eye view looking at those floats and bands and everything else when you sit and watch it. So we watched it for like an hour or so, and it was an hour well spent. I think the highlight for me probably was them getting excited about Santa arriving, but I also liked some of the bands that were there. In fact, one I think close to you, and I put it in my memory to write this in the email, Tarpon Springs, they did like kind of a little reenactment of a Christmas from a couple of decades ago, and it was neat to see. Wow, that was a pretty interesting, Joseph, pretty interesting email, and that's why I highlighted it. And since you brought it up, it's the 96th time they've done it. I've been to that parade as a little girl. It's one of the memories of my dad, because he died when I was 8, of going to that parade. And, I mean, then you would have had Snoopy balloons and Underdog, I guess, was another big one. But the parade has, like, 28 floats, and I know there's at least 12 plus marching bands. They have so many clowns that march in it, and oh yeah, to put that on, it takes the night before, the days before, lining up, putting it together, having it ready to go, and the and pulling in those floats, and you're right, you can imagine what it's like for that parade route and getting that all organized where you're stopping at the right time and it's huge. It's funny because since I knew I was going to go to your email, I looked up how many people watched. 28 people, 28 million, not 28, 28 people, 28 million people watched, according to NBC, the Thanksgiving Day parade, which I would have to think is pretty good. You know, it would have to be one of their highest. And they started doing this in 1924, so it's the second oldest Thanksgiving parade in the U.S. Don't ask me what the oldest one is. I have no idea. But Santa at the end, Mariah Carey, who knows what they had to pay Mariah Carey to sing All I Want for Christmas, but she sang All I Want for Christmas, and then Santa came in, and it was pretty spectacular. I actually saw a chunk of that, too, and I never really... because I'm cooking and stuff, I didn't really get a chance to see that. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Dean, and he mentioned something about, hi, this is Dean in California. Everybody here has their jaws just dropping to the floor about this crazy, kooky ex-cop who catfished a young girl, then went from Virginia to California, murdered the grandparents and mother, took off with the kid, and luckily... they were able to get him, and how sad is that, though, for everybody involved in this? Just completely shocking. What a heinous, sick, twisted thing, and those people didn't deserve that, and it shows you how vulnerable young people are these days when they're online and they think they're talking to someone or potentially dating someone, and then they get catfished. It is a warning to be, I think, more vigilant about your kids. I know I have two teenagers, a boy and a girl, and trust me, I am very cautious with what they're doing as far as I know, and I ask a lot of questions, and I think it's about gently nudging and asking those questions, and of course there has to be some trust, but that really took my breath away. Yeah, that, I agree with you, that was horrible. And again, this is the next cop trooper guy who's out of his mind and, you know, reels her in, so to speak, thus the catfishing term. And you have this family that's wiped out and how they died and all that stuff. There was a lot of details that weren't released, but it was a nice little development that they lived in Riverside, which is here, neither here nor there, except for that he knew where they were and got in the car and preyed on her and went after her and didn't let anything stand in his way. He was going to get that girl and get her out of the house, and he did. And, the mother was just 38 years old. And you're talking about a very young teenage girl. And they're still trying to process this whole thing. And luckily, the quick thinking, getting there as fast as they could, being able to track them down, chase them into the desert, all of that, thank goodness, because there could have been another victim in that. And firefighters discovered the three adults lying in the front entryway of their burning home. And when it pulled them out, you know, when they were pulled outside, it was clear that they were victims of a homicide. All right, so once again, send me your thoughts, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
Well-meaning
annoying friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out, just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Yeah, I don't want to make everybody jealous, but she's one of my faves, absolutely. Joanne Butler, lifestyle editor, founder and editor-in-chief of LifeMinute.tv. I've talked about the incredible experiences that she's had. I mean, she has done it all. And when it comes to lifestyle trends, boy, does she know it across the board. When we're talking about beauty, fashion, music, design, wellness, anything, she's got it in her bag. And that's why we love, love having her on. Plus, I think she's so funny. So we're going to talk about making the holidays a little bit easier and better. So happy holidays, Joanne, and let's roll.
Kate, how can you top that intro? I'm not even going to say anything. I think we're done here. Oh, thanks so much. Well, I have some goodies for you to just take your holiday entertaining to the next level. And of course, you know, the thing on everyone's mind, especially my big Italian family, is what are we having to eat? And if you aren't familiar with Portillo's, they're the iconic Chicago restaurant brand, just known for Chicago style hot dogs, which my husband loves, and Italian beef sandwiches, which my Italian family loves. I just love them. They have 70 plus restaurants, but they're making it super easy for those who live just anywhere around the country to try them with their shop and ship meals. Two of their most popular, both come with everything you need to create, you know, the same delicious hot dogs and the sandwiches that they serve up in their restaurants. Just love it. You know, the classic Chicago style hot dog has 7 toppings, and they all come in this kit along with the hot dogs and the poppy seed buns. So you got to check this out. Just so delicious and so easy, and it's fun too. Portillos.com/holiday, and you could start planning your menu. Now, next up, something for your decorating. It's all about lighting for me, just to create the perfect holiday vibe. And I love Wiz Connected. I use them for so many things. It's great for the holidays. It's just simple, affordable, and so, so easy. They have like a million colors. They flash. There's a party setting. There's a relaxing setting. You can schedule them to turn on or off. And they're powered by Wi-Fi, so that's what's even better. And controllable via the Wiz smartphone app, or even hands-free with voice control, so you know, have Alexa do it for you. There's no additional hardware or account setup. You know, nothing else is needed, so easy. And they have bulbs, lamps, LED strips, just a ton of stuff that starts under $10. And you can find them at Amazon, Best Buy, Walmart, so really a no-brainer if you want some cool lighting for your party. And you can check them out at wizconnected.com. Now, last but not least, my family and I are huge Staples fans, especially this time of year, because they literally let you cross off everything on your to-do list. You can make awesome personalized family holiday cards. You can make decorations. I like them too because I can even do my, you know, work business stuff there as well, and they have great deals. You can ship all your gifts, and of course they have amazing deals on the hottest technology buys, like, you know, the HP monitors, Xbox controller that everybody's buzzing about, Apple AirPods, and they're all on sale this week for Black Friday, plus 25% off UPS Express shipping services all season to make sure your gifts arrive on time. You can even pack your order right there, Kate, in store, and save 50% when you buy like 5 boxes or mailers, so it's pretty neat. Even better, check this out. They have a recycling program. You bring your outdated stuff like your old tablets, your laptops, desktop computers. I have a ton of them that I'm going to bring. And they'll recycle them for free, plus give you $5 back in rewards that you can put towards your new gift. So it's like so cool. And last-minute UPS shipping services are 60% off through December 3rd. And what's great about Staples, too, they're open, you know, on the evenings and all weekends, all season long. And just to find a store near you, just hit staples.com. And, you know, you'll find out all the info you need to know there.
Wow, I love Staples, too. It's so funny you say that. I was just thinking that I had a bunch of things that I have to bring to Staples as well. And I love that you started with Portillo's, because a Portillo's opened up down the street from me. And we go to Portillo's all the time growing up in Chicago and Philly. And now I'm thinking I'm going to send some of those hot dog kits to people who have visited me and love it.
Yes, that's a great idea. Yes, yeah. It makes a great gift also.
Yeah. Love it. Good stuff. Yeah. Joanne Butler, it's always good to talk to you. Thank you.
Ditto, Kate. Happy, happy holidays.
You too.
She brought up Portillo's because everybody I know in Chicagoland, they always talk about Portillo's, especially obviously the hot dogs, which she mentioned, the hot dog kit, which would be really a fun thing to send somebody, and it's not ridiculously expensive as a Christmas gift, right? Because they're crazy about the place. We have those places that we like to eat that we remember, and that Portillo's, to me, the beef sandwiches and the hot dogs are the thing that really remind me. And, of course, that's the taste of Chicago. Really, really remind me about Chicago. You know, it's interesting how food becomes a thing. And all of you live in these areas where it could just be the hole in the wall. It doesn't have to cost you a fortune. It can be the burrito buggy down the street, whatever it is. Like, you know, where I'm from, Philly, outside of Philly, it's the cheesesteak sandwiches, which sometimes you can get for a song when you're standing in line at some of these places in South Philly. There's a restaurant in Miami called Versailles, and somebody took me there years ago, and I thought it was incredible. It's a Cuban-American restaurant where it was the first time I had a Cuban sandwich and Cuban coffee, and the founder of this iconic restaurant is really became kind of the iconic representation of what it was like to escaped Cuba. His name is Felipe Valls. He died over the weekend, 89 years old. He started a restaurant in Little Havana after he fled in 1960 when Fidel Castro became the dictator. And he opened these cafes eventually. He opened the number one cafe in 1971. And it became this destination. It became what many people said was the most famous Cuban restaurant in the world, and really kind of a place of political resistance for the exiled community in Miami. And it was like a really big go-to spot for all kinds of politicians, Bill Clinton, Ronald Reagan, George W. Bush, because when they wanted that influential Cuban-American vote, they went to Felipe's place, and he had an absolute impact. And they have a couple of other of the restaurants that opened up, not many, but if you go to the Miami airport, there is a Versailles there, and it is so worth it to stop and get a Cuban sandwich. And so I lift my Cuban sandwich up and salute what he did, Valls did, for the people that he could give jobs to, for the influence that he had, and how much he loved being a patriot. He was absolutely the embodiment, I think, of the American dream, and he struggled for that, right? And he saw great struggle, and he helped so many over the past, whatever, half century. But he never forgot Cuba, and he loved his adopted country, too, as well. So, again, interesting. And it's interesting how some of those places, how people who come to the U.S., we forget, I think, because of things that fuel us and make us furious, how incredibly lucky we are to live in the United States, and what a great country it really is, and how other people who have come here who struggled like he did and took advantage of that American dream but always gave back. You know, he hit it pretty big, and when he did, he did everything in his power to give it back again and again and again, and that's why he became that influential figure. And there are those people probably in your community. You know, they're everywhere, far and wide. There's no question about it. And hey, to the people in Houston, oh, I feel you. It's terrible when you have to. They had a citywide water outage from the failure of two electrical transformers at this one key treatment complex. I have a friend that lives in Houston and was texting me about it. So they couldn't turn on the backup generators. They have this boil order, and schools were, you know, weren't reopened. Surgeries had to be delayed. Or speaking of restaurants and some other businesses had to close their doors. You know, Houston is our fourth largest city. And they're thinking that this is happening on Tuesday, too, because they don't know the safety tests. They won't know all of that until very, very late. So that water pressure falls below the required levels to ensure safe drinking. And they immediately get that out there that, hey, don't touch the water. And, of course, all those things then drip down, so to speak, like the schools closing, etc. All right, thanks to all of you for listening. Thanks to Nathan Reeder for his incredible work, as always, on the technicals. As always, make it count, everybody.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.